There's been another death on our roads. The latest tragedy happened in County Donegal at Quigley's Point on the Inishowen Peninsula. The victim has been named locally as Cian Dawson from Derry, who was just 16 years old. A man in his 20s remains in a critical condition in hospital. We're joined on the line now by Mark Durkin, who is an MLA for Foyle. Mark, tributes have been pouring in for the Derry teenager, who comes from Carnhill, an area you know well.
Yes, there's huge sadness and shock right across the city as the news emerged yesterday of those involved in the fatal collision, and that they were Derry boys, two cousins, and sadly, tragically, young Cian has lost his life. There's been a huge outpouring of sadness, of grief, and of solidarity with Cian's family from the Derry public. He seems to have been an extremely popular boy. He was involved in sport. He was a popular and important member of a local soccer club, Don Bosco's. And in Derry here, that we have a very big soccer community. There are fierce rivalries, but there's a lot of respect between clubs and across clubs. And you can see that emerging overnight, I suppose, as more and more clubs and their members and people who have encountered Cian on the pitch are coming forward with their memories of him and their deep sadness at his loss.
I saw a statement from Don Bosco's who said Cian had played with the club from the age of 5, had been an integral part of the club and would be cherished forever. But as you said, other soccer clubs joining in the tributes, and you have that sense of a community closing in and trying to be of some assistance to the family.
Absolutely. Well, everyone will mourn the loss of Cian. It's only natural that people will imagine that that was one of their own, as it so easily could be. I mean, Cian's 16. He's a boy, but a young man. Boys grow up, and we can't wrap them in cotton wool, unfortunately. And it's just people sort of struggle with that, I guess, as they imagine that it was one of their own, as it so easily could be. But people will rally around Cian's family. His dad is also a coach at that soccer club, and do anything and everything that we can to get them through this unimaginably dark and difficult time.
I mean, it is a common thing for people in Derry to do, drive into Donegal and take a scoot along the Foyle or head across to Buncrana. It's very common.
Oh, it is. I mean, Quigley's Point's only a few minutes over the border. It's something that I suppose us Derry ones kind of gravitate towards Donegal, given the beautiful scenery and drives that do exist there. I mean, this could have happened anywhere. Sadly, I think it possibly could have happened anyone. But it does underline the importance or the urgent need, I believe, for more cross-border work on road safety. I know the fatality figures in the north have made for particularly grim reading over the past couple of years, and I know that that's reflected across the border in the Republic as well. So I think there needs to be more north-south work on that particular issue to save lives on our roads.
Mark Durkin, MLA for Foyle, thank you very much for joining us.